Well, let us worship God. Let us sing in Psalm number 93, the Psalm 93, and we sing the whole of the psalm to God's glory. Now we're going to read some verses in Luke's Gospel, chapter 3. Luke's Gospel, chapter 3, and beginning at verse 1. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate, being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea and of the region of Trachonitis, and Lysanias, the tetrarch of Abilene, Annas and Caiaphas being the high priests, the word of the Lord came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God." Then he said to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, "O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth, therefore, fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, 'We have Abraham to our father.' For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. And the people asked him, saying, What shall we do then? He answered and said unto them, He that has two coats, let him part to him that hath none, and he that hath meat, let him do likewise. Then came also the publicans to be baptized, and said unto him, Master, what shall we do? And he said unto them, Exact no more than that which is appointed you. And the soldiers likewise demanded of him, And what shall we do? And he said unto them, Do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. And as the people were in expectation, and all men mused in their hearts concerning John, whether he were the Christ or not, John answered, saying unto them, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, the latches of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire and quenchable. And we'll leave the reading there for the moment. Let us pray together. Eternal God, most high, most holy, we are glad always to sing from the scriptures and to read and be reminded of the things of God revealed for our learning and our salvation. And we pray this morning that we would be glad to be reminded that the Lord reigns, and all the things of this world are encompassed in a way that we can never understand, encompassed in that great sovereign purpose of God. We see around us disorder and dismay and disasters and death. And we at times cry, can there in the highest be knowledge of things below? And does God know and care for our plight? Does he care for our sorrows and our adversities and tragedies? Does he care for our death and sicknesses? Does he have an understanding of what it is that we experience as we seek answers to many questions and as we face apparently an impersonal and indeed a hostile universe? And as we come to the Psalms, we sing, The Lord doth reign, and clothed is he with majesty most bright. And we rejoice in that reminder, because we have nothing else, O Lord, to reveal to us the glorious realities of God's observations of us, his perfect knowledge of things that are to come to pass. And we are reminded in the scriptures that he knows the end from the beginning. And so we would rest our case, and we would rest our consolations on God's word again this morning. And as we read of the ministry of John the Baptist, that great final prophet of the Old Testament and the first of the New, the one who is the introducer of Christ and the one who is presenting Christ clearly before the multitudes who came to his baptism, the great one who is to come. And John recognizes the limitations of his ministry. I baptize you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And we are reminded in these great words, O God, that the true baptism is not water baptism, but spirit baptism. And Christ is ultimately the great baptizer. And so as we come again in the light of the scriptures to worship this morning, we pray that our hearts would be encouraged and raised up into the heavenly places as we contemplate the historical realities that undergird the gospel. And our faith is not in fantasies or fairy tales, but in glorious realities in the history of our world. And so we pray this morning, as we stand in the long tradition of those who have gone before, all those who down through the many generations have called upon the name of the Lord. And we pray that we would stand in their company and enter into their faith and hope and love also, and recognize that what we are doing here this morning is nothing unusual, but what God's people have always done. And God has always heard and paid attention and answered and blessed according to our need and according to his understanding of our need. And so we pray for grace to worship this morning. We pray for repentance and confession of sin. And we pray that we would recognize that our salvation from beginning to end is all of God and all of grace, and leads ultimately to glory. We remember those who cannot be with us this morning, and we know there are some laid aside in hospital, and some are sick, and some are on holiday, and some are dutifully detained by lawful callings in life, and all the varieties of things that occupy us, sometimes occupy us too on the Lord's day. And we pray for those who cannot come into our midst now, and we pray the blessing of God upon them as we pray the blessing of God upon ourselves. We remember our neighbors. We remember our rulers over us in these days. We remember all those who take care of us in so many ways in society. We remember our armed forces, O Lord, who guard our borders and secure our security. And we remember the police forces who patrol our streets and in a measure restrain crime. And we pray for the medical people who look after us when we are sick, and the legal ones who take care of us when we are in legal trouble, and all the ones who add to our comforts, those who build our homes and make our shoes and produce our food and our cars. We remember them because we so often and easily forget them. And we pray the blessing of God upon them individually and upon the services that they render on our behalf. We pray for those who preach the gospel today and those who hear the gospel today. So many things to pray, O God Most High. so many needs, so many confusions, so many sins, so many things for gratitude. And we pray all things for God's glory. Hallowed be thy name. And all things we pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now we're going to continue to read in Luke's Gospel, chapter 3. And we'll pick up at verse 19. But Herod the Tetrarch, being reproved by him for Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and for all the evils which Herod had done, added yet this above all, that he shut up John in prison. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also, being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, "Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased." And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being as was supposed the son of Joseph. And then follows the genealogy all the way back to Adam, who was the son of God. And we continue to read in Luke's Gospel, chapter 4. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterwards was hungry. And the devil said unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread." And Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed him all the kings of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, "All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." And Jesus answering said unto him, "It is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And so on. Amen. Now, the notices are the following. Our evening service at 6 o'clock this evening. Our midweek meeting, as usual, 7 p.m. And next Lord's Day, the services, the usual hours, 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. We remind you, all the deacons, we are due to have a deacon's court on Tuesday at 5:45, usual time, usual place, Lindfield. And once again, I will remind you of my retirement from the ministry and from the pastoral charge of this congregation at the end of this month, the 31st of January. And in my place, the presbytery has appointed Robin Soe, Reverend Robin Soe of Newcastle, Raymond Terrace congregation, to be what is called the interim moderator. The interim moderator is a temporary moderator of session, and he will be responsible for the supply when the vacancy occurs. Robin will preach the congregation vacant at the beginning of January, and he will probably explain a lot of things to you. But that's the program. And what else do we have here? We, of course, welcome visitors always, and we shall now receive the offering. Well, we shall sing further to God's glory in Psalm 97, and we shall sing verses 1 to 8.